live from the Quad Cities with Morgan Otier and Kyle Keel. This is Quad Cities Live.
Today on QCL, from invitations to menus, even table numbers, Judy's Decor is a one-stop shop for all your local event stationery needs.
If you're finding it difficult to save up for that special purchase or an upcoming trip, you might want to consider the no-spend challenge. We'll learn more in our financial moment with Heidi.
And later, a local clothing line for babies and toddlers has exploded in popularity, with items now for sale in hundreds of stores nationwide. It is Tuesday, April 23rd, and you are watching Quad Cities Live. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Kyle Keel.
Yeah, I'm Morgan Otier. Thanks for being here. Enriching lives by providing a welcoming and inclusive environment for people of all ages. That's the mission over at the Clinton Public Library.
Kendra Evers and Kate Struble are here joining us from the library today. Thanks for making the trek from Clinton to Quad Cities Live today.
Thank you.
All right, so Clinton's library has been a staple in the community for 120 years now, 1904. Kendra, talk a little bit about the history of the library in Clinton.
So our mayor way back when, back in 1900, give or take, sent a letter to Andrew Carnegie saying, please give us funds for a public library. And it took a while. And at the time, in mid plans, we're going to need more space. Please give us more money. So a little bit bigger it was made. And at the time, it only held like 5,000 books, I believe. Okay. And so we've definitely grown in 120 years. We're a little... We're busting at the seams a little bit, I would say. So
that's a good thing.
Yes.
Look at that beautiful building. So that's what it looks like. Now, you talked about growing over those last 120 years. You guys are still growing.
Yes.
So you guys provided some of your, you keep track of a lot of things as far as participation in different programming and things like that. You guys are seeing like up to 1,000 more visitors when you compare this past year with the year before. Just talk about the growth that you're seeing. Does that surprise you at all?
No, because I want to be positive. Definitely from COVID. A lot of libraries suffered from COVID.
Oh, yeah.
So it's been great seeing this increase. And Kate, I don't know if you have anything that you want to say about our programming. But.
Yeah, I think that people are feeling more comfortable. I think people are wanting that social connection in person. And I think more people are seeing as the library is a great place to foster those connections in a community. And we have been offering a lot more programming in the last year. So I think that also contributes to our increased numbers.
Yeah, the programming, I noticed you added roughly 100 additional programs between the year that we were speaking about, which I believe was 21-22, and then 22-23. So talk a little bit about the addition of those programs and what it's meant to, you know, getting feet in the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think all of our staff and even community members have really been creative in coming up with innovative ideas, right? We are a library, so we do have a lot of materials, but we do offer those programs. So we actually have a maker space in our library where people can create different items, like personal items with a Cricut or a 3D printer. Some of the items in front of us are actually made with our 3D printers at the library. So we actually offer classes for people to learn how to use a Cricut, how to sew. And we're also offering more programs as far as device advice, so people can get assistance learning technology, whether that's their smartphone or their iPads, with library staff. So there's definitely something for everyone at the library.
It's much more than just books. It's all about engaging the community, and it sounds like the Clinton Library, along with many other local libraries, are doing a great thing by adapting to that. So big promotions also in Clinton for the library. You got a lot of billboards around town, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any way we can try to reach people outside of our doors, we're trying to do that. We just I think we've had several. Yeah, I think our one right now is promoting the opening of our Friends of the Library bookstore, which is coming actually next week. Yeah, so the one you're seeing now is the one I'm referencing. And then the one prior, we instituted a no fine policy, I think last January. Okay. So
that's great.
We're trying to inform people however we can.
That's great. And I will say, you guys just celebrated something, Kendra, the opening of a youth services department. Describe that space for us and some of the things it'll be used for.
Yes, so we had to move some things around because previously our services were stretched across two different buildings.
Okay.
So our genealogy department was blocks and blocks away from our main building. So part of bringing that back was also having to move our youth services department. And a lot of renovation went into our lower level, basement if you want to call it that. Mm-hmm. And we got a new floor. I painted all of the shelves a bright, beautiful green color.
Good
and
for you.
We've moved all of those kids' materials down. So we hope people find it to be a welcoming space.
Yeah.
And we're really excited. We're not done making changes, so we're gonna be getting new lights eventually. So we're really excited.
Yeah, that's super exciting.
And I mean, if you look at the events calendar, you are jam-packed with events year-round, not only for the kids, but also for the adults as well. So talk about some of the adult-themed events that you have coming up here at the library soon.
Just this week, actually tomorrow, I know we have a Lions Reads book club, so that's where everybody reads their own book, and then they get together to kind of give like a little, I guess, a book summary and recommendations. Thursday, we're having a reading party, so people are able to come to the library and read silently with other people to kind of create sense of community together. And then Friday, we are doing device advice from 10 a.m. to noon, where people can get that technology assistance. And then on Saturday, we are launching a new spice club.
That's awesome.
Yeah, people can experiment with new spices together. So I think we're currently full for that class, but maybe some more openings will come up in June for people to try it. So they'll get a spice packet, they'll go home, try it out, and I think report back at like the next meeting to talk
that's
about
awesome.
What went well and maybe provide recommendations.
Something different, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Very
that's
cool. Sure. And was this made by the Cricket here? These little things? Because you guys have a Cricket class as well.
Correct. Mm-hmm. That's just some fun paper in it.
The
3D printed items.
Yes, we cut them on our
Morgan's going to know more about this Cricket.
So clearly, I will be attending the Cricket class on Thursday, May 16th, because I have no idea.
Yeah.
No, but it's another chance for you guys to use that crafting space, that maker space as well.
Yes.
So very cool. Now, you guys have lots of programming for kids and teens, of course. Libraries are great for that. So tell us about Wiggle Time.
Wiggle Time is, we recently added that to our programming last year.
It is.
So we have Story Time, which is for pre-K kiddos. Wiggle Time is for that 0 to 3. So you're looking at your babies who are just learning to walk, learning to wiggle and play around. We play music, we do bubbles. And it's a great experience for the adults who maybe kind of feel trapped at home.
Yes.
It gives them a chance to talk with other caregivers as well. And our youth services staff, Liz and Selena, are amazing with our story time and wiggle time.
Sounds like a good rainy day activity for sure.
It definitely is.
It's cute. And then afternoon adventures. So you guys actually do that weekly?
Yes.
Okay, so what is that? Is that for older kids?
Yep, so that's our elementary age kids programming, and the idea behind this, and Selena really honed this in, is our STEAM. So your science, technology, engineering, arts, and math incorporated into fun ways of learning.
That's great.
So they get to do all sorts of things. I mean, I wish I could do it every day
week
with them,
but They get to learn how to build things with like maybe marshmallows and toothpicks and see who can build the tallest building.
That's great.
So they really get to put their skills to the test.
That's awesome.
Get their creativity going, that's for sure. Well, we've covered a lot of activities here at the Clinton Public Library. They have two locations. One on the main branch, that's on 8th Avenue South, and the Lions branch is on Main Avenue. To learn more about the programming and what's available, you can visit clintonpubliclibrary.us. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Well, coming up next on Quad Cities Live, if you're in the market for wedding invitations or really any kind of event stationery, look no further than Junie's Decor. We'll learn more about the local business after the break.
Watching Quad Cities Live.
Well, if you're planning a wedding, you know one of the most important items on your to-do list is designing the invitations. But there's a local business that can help you with that. Linda and Ted Neese are joining me today from Junie's Decor. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thanks for being here. So you have been in business now for roughly 5 years.
Right. Yep.
What made you decide to get started on this new venture?
Well, I've done a few friends and family members invitations and just started seeing some cool things and some of my other work, my general freelance graphic design work was shifting. It's like, you know what, that just looks like fun and something pretty.
Yeah. So it's called Junie's Decor. I just introduced you as Linda and Ted. You have a special story behind why you decided to name the business Junie.
Well, that's actually my mom was June, but everybody called her Junie.
Sweet.
And her birthday was June 1st. And since that's the, you know, everybody's ideal wedding month, it just seemed like, you know, a way to keep her there, so.
Yeah, a nice little tribute to your mom. So creating a vision for invitations, or really all types of event stationery, that can be really, really tough for some couples. I'm sure you see it all the time. It's almost like there's too many choices out there.
That's true. That's true. I hear that a lot. And then I present them with more, but yet they can look and touch and feel and go, yep, that's what I was thinking, you know? Yeah. And it just kind of, we evolve it together and kind of partner on it to narrow in on the details and get their personality in there.
Because there are so many different details. You know, Ted and Linda, you guys were able to bring some examples with you today of different designs that you have done for people. So I guess kind of talk about the different options when it comes to the graphics that you have, even the font. I mean, there's just such a wide variety of choices.
Right, yeah, there really is. Just in what I brought today, you know, we've got one. This was a couple's idea. They visited tons of national parks.
I love that.
So we actually used their photos, and even the little place cards you can see look like a national park sign.
That's awesome.
And we worked a ton of it into their day of stuff. We've got some kind of boho look, more of a classic formal.
Mm-hmm.
This one's actually clear acrylic, which creates another look and dimension.
This one that Ted pointed out, tell us about that one, Ted. This one is a magnet.
It's a magnet for a birthday party.
That is
so
great.
It was an invitation for the 70s birthday party. So when you get the invitation, you can just slap it right on your refrigerator and
you won't
forget.
Right. You won't forget when it is.
Right.
Oh, that's awesome. So one thing that you can also help with, Linda, is what to write on the invitation. We were having this really funny conversation in the newsroom today because when it comes down to it, and if you take this on yourself, you've got a whole lot going on in your brain. There's a chance that you could miss something.
Right.
One of the ones we were talking about is receiving an invitation to a wedding and the response card, there was no spot for your name. So you run the risk of getting all these response cards back and they don't even know who they're coming from.
Right, yeah,
so
that would be a problem.
So you can kind of help people with that side of it as well.
Yeah, we kind of have the checkoff list and the wording and things like that can be as modern and fun or formal and classic. You know, there's not really any rules like that anymore to be, you know, perfectly
etiquette
proper.
Rules.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
just making sure you got everything, all the T's and I's dotted there. Okay, awesome. So talk a bit about the questions that you ask couples or brides or grooms when they come in and they get started. Kind of what is your process for kind of getting to their vision?
Well, I bring, you know, samples like this and a whole lot more. A swatch book is something everybody has fun with because that shows all the colors. I can get pockets like these and envelopes and papers and things in, and I have a lot more, but that's kind of the rainbow one.
Yeah.
And just viewing that and then sitting down and chatting, they usually have something on Pinterest or, you know, things that they want to share. But then when we put it all together and see samples, they can envision it and see real papers and know exactly when they're getting. So, you know, when they order something online and they get their colors are wrong and
it's not what they wanted,
paper
and they have 300 of them or something like that.
When
would you say that someone would need to get started if, you know, they are planning for a wedding on their invitations? How much time would you need?
I would love to say 4 or 5 months. Doesn't always happen that way.
Sure.
But it seems like the time you want to mail them is getting earlier because caterers and venues are asking for, you know, their responses earlier too. So usually you want to mail at least 8 weeks, probably 10 weeks before the wedding.
That's awesome. Well, Ted was singing your praises just a few minutes ago before we got started on the segment. He says this is all you. You got to be proud.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I just help, you know. I do some printing and counting and putting the invitations together. You know,
that's what's the word I'm looking for? Laborious job, because I remember doing that myself, and it really does take a lot of attention to detail. You can't get bored. You got to keep focused when you do those sorts of things. One quick thing I did want to ask you before we run out of time is, you can have any kind of budget. So if you know, somebody contacts you and possibly needs some help with some wedding invitations, you know, you're going to help everybody. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be expensive to reach out to somebody and get them to help
you.
Awesome. Okay, well, thank you both. And
thank you.
To learn more about Junie's Decor, visit the website junies-decor.com. You can also find Junie's on Facebook. And if you ever want to set up an appointment, regardless of the occasion or event, call the number on your screen, 563-508-6960. Linda and Ted, you guys are doing great. Thank you so much for being here and sharing your passion with us. We love it.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yes. Well, coming up on Quad Cities Live, how difficulty hearing could be contributing to dangerous falls among older adults. Concept by Iowa Hearing is here to explain it for us after the break.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Losing your hearing isn't just about missing out on all of the sounds of the world. It can increase your chances of falling. And for older adults, a serious fall can, of course, lead to a slew of health problems. Taylor Parker from Concept by Iowa Hearing is here with us today. Taylor, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, thanks so much for being here and clarifying this. I find this to be so interesting. We know falls can be dangerous at any age, but they are especially dangerous among seniors, of course.
Yeah, and you know, it depends on what you want to call senior. From a standpoint of age, the leading cause of accidental death and hospitalization over the age of 65 is actually from falling.
Oh, wow.
So understanding that, you know, falls can be, you know, in some cases very fatal. But understanding, you know, last time I was on, we talked about dementia and the link that, you know, when your brain doesn't get the correct signal, it has to compensate. It has to, you know, rob Peter to pay Paul. So it's pulling resources from other areas. Dementia was the one we talked about last time. The second area that it pulls from is balance and gait. So how we, you know, when you and I get done here, we're going to get up and we're going to walk away and we're not going to think twice about it. But, you know, as you lose your hearing and even if you have a mild untreated hearing loss, it triples your risk of falling.
Really?
So mild. And most people feel mild is like, fine, I'll be, you know, I can put this off for a while. But it triples your risk of falling. And every 10 decibels of a hearing loss after that, it increases it by 140%.
Wow.
So it's exponential the worse your hearing loss gets. And it doesn't have to technically be someone who's over the age of 65.
Sure,
that can happen at any given time because we're talking about your brain, your central processor for everything that goes on. So, you know, understanding that, you know, untreated hearing loss can't be, we can't overlook it, which for year, you know, I've been doing this for 24 years now. People, when they get their hearing loss, get their hearing check, the first thing they say is, I'm okay, I'm getting by, I'm doing okay. I know I have to do it at some point, but I'll do it when I get older.
Yeah.
And you know, everybody has their own definition of what older is, but with all these studies that we know, there was a dementia study done 2 or 3 years ago, and they found, they looked at age 45 and above, and they found within 3 years there were individuals starting to show signs of early onset dementia with untreated hearing loss.
Well, absolutely, and just take a look at our lifestyles these days.
Yeah.
I mean, what I do, I have to wear a piece in my ear every single day, you know, so obviously like news anchors and and reporters alike. I mean, we always seem to have an ear. We're going to lose our hearing a little bit earlier. But with that said, think of everybody with the AirPods on full blast every single day. It's just much different nowadays than it used to be. Yeah. So it's no wonder why, you know, people are losing hearing at a younger and younger age. So talk a little bit about why this happens. I mean, the correlation with the falls, because there have been plenty of studies, but it's kind of like comes down to people concentrating too much on trying to hear what's happening.
Yeah, so, you know, what happens is, so when the balancing gate section portion of your brain gets affected, it causes individuals to then have to think about things that they do. They have to think about, you know, if you've ever been to a restaurant or been somewhere and you've watched someone as they get up, mm-hmm. they have to, they use the chair or they use something as you know, support to get up. Mm-hmm. And then as they get up, there's a little bit of a wobble to it. Mm-hmm. Individuals that go through that then have to start processing ahead of time their next move.
Okay.
They have to think, okay, I know I'm going to have a little issue. I have to think about how I'm going to get up, what's in my way, and it requires just a lot more processing, a lot more thought process okay. for individuals that are going through that.
It's an awareness thing.
It is, and okay. you have to be aware of everything around you. You know, if you're a single person at home, if you have a pet, you have to be conscious of
yeah.
where is my pet, what is going on. If, you know, maybe a grandchild comes over, you have to be conscious of what's around you, you know, what's been left on the floor because of you're at that much more risk of having a fall.
Sure. Okay, so can hearing aids help prevent falls?
They're not going to overall prevent okay. that, but what they're going to do is they're going to help alleviate that pressure that's being put on, you know, robbing from the dementia area, the cognitive area, or the balancing gate area. So it's going to help alleviate that to help you process and be your brain be more relaxed to do the things that it needs to do. Mm-hmm. And it's just going to help your brain just relax more. And it does help your cognitive. It can right. improve cognitive by up to 48%. So
that's huge.
It's a big thing.
Something I like to talk about whenever you visit with us is how different hearing aids are now.
Yeah.
When we sit here and we talk about hearing aids, people have some sort of image in their mind. Like, you can't even see them for the most part.
No. I mean, if you haven't seen or looked at hearing within the last 3 to 5 years, you
yeah.
really don't know. It's way different than what you think about growing
yeah.
up. You know, everybody that comes in, they think of one of two things. They think of, you know, grandma had this big, big banana on her ear that whistled
right.
all the time, made noise, and she never really heard very well. Well, they're small, they're inconspicuous. They're smaller than they've ever
been. The technology
been.
Is better than it's ever
Everything
been.
Is Bluetooth now. So
yeah.
if I'm sitting here with my iPad, I can actually stream whatever's on my iPad directly into my hearing devices. No one's going to know any different.
Yeah.
I don't have to wear headphones.
Awesome.
AirPods, Beats, anything like that. It's just now it's your communication tool. Phone calls can go stream wirelessly through that.
Wow.
So, you know, television. I mean, everything now it's just amazing
yeah.
at what it can do. And the technology helps you hear so much better than what we had 5, 10, and 15 years ago.
Yeah. Well, people can get a consultation at Concept by Iowa Hearing.
Yes.
And that's a pretty fast process. I mean, like, same day results as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you schedule a free hearing screening, we always tell individuals to schedule 2 hours just to be safe, to be able to be thorough, get all the information, do a good quality exam.
Okay.
But then you'll have the results at the end, and in some cases be able to walk out the door with hearing devices programmed specifically for you and your hearing loss.
That's amazing.
In 2 hours.
That is truly amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, to schedule your consultation with Concept by Iowa Hearing, you can call the office that is closest to you. For us, that means either Davenport or Clinton. And we've got both of those numbers on your screen. You can also schedule an appointment online at iowahearing.com. Taylor, as always, thank you. Enlightening.
Thank you for having
me. It really was. Yes, thank you so much. Well, stick with us as there is plenty more to come on QCL, including some important financial advice. Heidi Huskamp-Collins will join us for our financial moment. And a Bettendorf couple took their business from the dining room table to stores all over the country. Amazing. We'll have their story and their adorable designs for babies and toddlers.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Well, we take on plenty of challenges in life, but for many, one of the toughest challenges has to do with saving money. It is time now for our financial moment with Heidi. Heidi Huskamp-Collins is our Quad Cities Live financial contributor, and she joins us now. Heidi, welcome back.
Good to be here.
Great to have you. You've been doing a series with us, this No Spend Challenge series, shared a lot of fantastic information, which folks can see if they head to our website if they missed any of those. So you first introduced this series about a month, maybe a little bit longer. So kind of review for our viewers what a No Spend Challenge really is.
Sure. It's a competition that you set with yourself to save a certain amount of money. It could be $500, $1,000, or else save for a certain period of time, maybe a week, mm-hmm. 2 weeks, a month, something like that. And the intent is to have a goal in mind, like paying off a credit card or going on vacation or, you know, making double loan payments on your mortgage or something like that. And you have a goal in mind, and then you save that amount of money by focusing only on your needs.
Right.
So these are your bills,
right.
your food, your gas, and not buying any of your wants. And these right. are your coffee shop coffee
right.
or your bottled water from the C-store or online shopping or in-person shopping
yeah.
or going out to eat.
Yes, and that can be really, really tough for many of us. So it's really great though to have that goal. That goal will help you keep going. You've talked about things on the show before, like maybe putting something on your bathroom mirror, whether it's a picture of that vacation you want to go to, or just reminding yourself at the end of the day, you know, this is why I'm doing this.
Right.
So this is why we're going to skip the coffee. We're going to skip, you know, drinks with the ladies. So today we're going to talk a little bit more about staying on track with our No Spend Challenge. You have some advice for that. And shopping temptations is one of the points on that. That is tough.
It is tough. If you're going to take the No Spend Challenge, a couple of things you can do to help yourself out. Delete those shopping apps.
Yes.
You know, I don't know if you're one, but I get the texts on my
yep.
phone, you know, shop at, you know, TJ Maxx or, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Delete those. If you're a big person who's going to click on the online ads.
Right.
Cut back on your social media consumption, you
yeah.
know, during the No Spend Challenge.
Oh, that's a really good idea. I like the idea of deleting the apps as well. They will always be there for you when you decide to come on back. But that temptation, just eliminating that altogether, great idea. Why should we consider keeping a journal?
If you think about it, spending is really emotional.
Mm-hmm.
So when do we spend the most? It's when we're feeling stressed,
mm-hmm.
when we're feeling emotional, when we're bored, when we're lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of spending is psychological.
Mm-hmm.
So have a journal that you carry with you. When you want to spend money, stop for a minute, write down what you want to spend it on, and then what you're feeling at that moment. And tell yourself, this No Spend Challenge will not last forever, and I'll come back to this.
Yeah.
And when you're done, I will bet money that when you go back and look at your entries, you'll be like, oh, I didn't really need this.
Yeah.
You know, because you will have gotten past the emotional part of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it also gives you a real insight into when you're shopping the most,
mm-hmm.
so you can build better habits in the future.
You can cope much better. I mean,
yeah.
it's like that with anything. I mean, if you're dieting, if you're exercising, you know, you're going to go through those moments where you're going to want to cheat or fail. So that's a great idea. So we announce so many things on social media, correct?
Yes.
Everything in our lives. It seems like the timeline is constantly people making these big announcements, little announcements. We should be announcing our No Spend Challenge in some way.
Absolutely. You want to hold yourself accountable. You know, if you want to get an accountability buddy, you know, one person.
Yeah.
But I say go on social, say, hey, everybody, I'm going to go on a No Spend Challenge. And you'll embrace the peer pressure of it.
Yeah.
You know, because if you've told people, it's gonna be really hard for you to go back later and say, I wasn't able to do this.
It is hard.
So
yeah.
it's just again, it's psychological, but
yeah.
it helps to prop you up.
Yeah, that's a good use of the psychological there. So up next, ways to celebrate success and handle failure. So what do you mean by that?
Yeah, so if you are able to do this is a big deal.
Yep.
You know, so reward yourself. Again, announce it on social. You know, tell everybody, tell your friends.
They're gonna wanna know how you did it too.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, buy yourself a small reward, a small candle. You know, go to your favorite chocolate shop and get a couple of, you know, beautiful, perfect pieces of dark chocolate.
Yeah.
You know, have a special glass of wine, you know, out with a friend. You know, now don't derail your no spend challenge and run up a big bill.
Right.
But, you know, do something to reward yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and if you didn't, you know, make it, then cut yourself some slack.
Right.
You know, kind of analyze, you know, how you could do better the next time and try again another time.
Go to your journal.
That's right.
That you should be keeping and try and figure out, you know, where you went wrong. Because one thing about a no spend challenge is you can continue to try.
And, absolutely.
You know, as long as you have the tools, you can be successful. Heidi, thank you. And to check out the previous part of this series on the No Spend Challenge, you can visit our website or news app and click on the tab for Quad Cities Live. And to contact Heidi for any of your financial needs, of course, visit her website, hhcinvestments.net. Heidi, once again, just great topic. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, next on Quad Cities Live, a hometown business with a national following will introduce you to the couple behind a clothing line for babies and toddlers called Gigi and Max.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
A Quad Cities couple has turned a hobby into a nationwide brand for babies and toddlers.
Yep, Mike and Kristen Gonzalez are here. They are the owners behind Gigi and Max. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks for inviting us.
Absolutely. Congratulations, first of all. You guys have done such a wonderful job with this, what started out as just a small business, a hobby, if you will. So, Kristen, kind of give us the background on this story. You guys have been at it for about a decade now.
Yeah, we just celebrated 10 years.
Congrats.
And so 10 years ago, I had my daughter, and I did not want to work any longer outside of the home.
Right.
So I decided to be a stay-at-home mom. And in my spare time, learned how to sew. And I was making headbands for her. And before I knew it, listing them online for sale. And we've grown the business to what it is today. So.
And I mean, you started this by sitting at your dining room table.
Yes.
And now you're in your own space.
Yes, yes. Yeah, we are in our own warehouse now. And we've been there
for a few
years. And
wow, the images on the screen of these adorable little
look
babies.
At them.
So
and the bows.
Yes.
Something I think is cool is you guys. These are Quad Cities babies, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, they're
a lot
all
of the
local.
Models.
Yeah,
yes.
They
that's
are.
Awesome.
Yep. Yep. We hold all of our own shoots at our warehouse every week, usually once a week, and we invite people there and we take the photos and edit the photos, and we're still very involved in every aspect of this business.
You have to be, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Kristen, when did you go from headbands to clothing? Because the headbands are, I'd seen them, they're adorable.
Yes, yeah.
But that is a huge jump.
It is a huge jump. Yes, and it's a different sewing machine also.
Yeah.
So, the reason I switched to clothing, I went to a baby shower, and Mike said, why don't you make pants to match the headband?
Aww.
And a shirt too. So I brought a full outfit with me, and that's sort of how we got into clothing.
And
then we just kept going with different styles and adding more and more and more.
That's so amazing.
Yeah. So, Mike, how did you end up getting roped into all this?
That's
what are you rolling in this now?
I'm thankful I did.
Just
what happened was that at that time we were growing the business and Kristen needed help. And we didn't have the extra funds to probably hire somebody to help her.
Sure.
So, naturally, who helps? I helped. And so I started by cutting fabric, and I'm not sure, but you lay down bolts of fabric and you put a pattern over it and you cut it out, and then Kristen would sew it. And that's how we operated our business for probably the first 4 or 5 years was that as fast as I could cut was as fast as she could sew
that
it.
Is
and
such
that's
a
what
team
we did.
Effort.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got to talk about the clothes. Okay.
Yes,
please.
So tell us, so for people that are watching, obviously they're going to be able to see how beautiful these patterns are, but you can't feel how soft.
So soft. I want clothes like that.
Yes.
It feels
what is this
soft.
Material? That
okay, the material is bamboo fabric.
Whew.
It's hypoallergenic, temperature regulating, super soft, very stretchy.
It's beautiful.
Yes.
And the best part,
this
we love florals and bright colors and
And what you're holding up is one of our best-selling styles, and we call this a zip. And it's an outfit that you can wear at any point in time. It has a zipper that zips from the bottom or from the top.
We love that.
And there's just so many cute details on this that really just make it just
Gigi and Max. I'm going to turn it
Gigi around because
it's got the little ruffle booty.
The best part, yeah.
Little ruffle booty. Yep.
And the feet fold over, so if you're wearing it in daytime, you can have the feet exposed. And if you want to, you know, wear it for bed, you can fold the feet over for bedtime.
It's just absolutely adorable.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's talk about the swimsuits. I didn't even know that you guys were making swimsuits.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. So we have a couple of different styles of swimsuits. This is a rash guard swimsuit. And this year, what we really tried hard to do was to pick colors that were very bright.
Yeah. Yes.
So the kids could be seen when they're in the pool or at the beach or where they are. So colors that are very noticeable, whether in water or walking around. And that's what you have here. And cute, functional, and stylish.
That's something I never thought of, but it absolutely makes sense. And especially if you're at a pool, like, you know, out at a public pool or something where there's so many kids, you can pick out the one with the swimsuit.
You called it a swim-safe fabric. And I've been hearing that more and more and the importance of that.
Yes.
And so it's just kind of cool that you guys take that into consideration.
Very cool.
So obviously a lot of cool designs. Do you guys come up with these designs on your own?
Yeah, so we have artists that we will work with. As far as like the actual how the garments work, yes, there are designs. As far as the what's printed on them, we will work with artists that will design the floral pattern to put on the actual items themselves. But yeah, the actual making, there are designs.
This is very cool. So one thing I did want to mention, and we kind of talked about it when you guys first got here today, babies and toddlers, really your bread and butter. This is the most comfy thing you can put your infant or your baby in, hands down. What I thought was cool, I was on the website today, there is stuff for some older kids. Mm-hmm. I thought my daughter, who is 5, aged out. She certainly did not.
No.
You guys have stuff now for some older kids, even a few things for mom.
Yes. Yeah, we go up to youth 12, 14 in some of our styles, and mommy matches too. So.
That's cute.
Yeah.
This is coming up.
Yes.
Dads.
Exactly, Kyle.
During the holiday time, we do have family matching pajamas as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, we love to hear that.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so to check all that out on the online store, to place an order, head over to ggandmax.com. Kristen and Mike, congratulations.
Yes,
what
this
a really
is awesome.
Cool, just kind of QC fairy tale. We just love it. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
And thank you so much for watching.
Your local news at 4 is coming up next.